The following is a KGCK Sports special presentation.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
But this is wrong, Ryder. This is wrong.
Yes, I agree.
In the biggest game of the year. Heck, it was the only game of the year. The 2003 Charity Challenge on Ice 6 ended in bitter defeat for Team Music.
Ryan, these two teams hate each other.
They do hate each other.
Unsung hero Kay Scott scored two of Team Heartline's four goals in the magnificent CCOI 6 victory.
The game is over!
The Heartline now leads the all-time series 4-2. Who will rise to the challenge in this year's game? Whose bang to hype ratio will be way out of whack?
Davey, have your teams playing with lobster claws, or at least it appears that way.
Yeah, they can barely clench a stick.
Who will be all talk, yet have one big bag on the ice?
All right, tell us what happened there, Sterminator.
I think the puck bounced off my teeth and went in.
Which team will suck less than the other suck team? The answers start now. This is the Charity Challenge on Ice 7 Player Selection Meeting, live from Pugsley's Library.
Remember, he can't skate! He can't skate!
All right, Vicaroo, we'll remember that. He can't skate. Wow. He can't skate.
Now from center stage, under clever scrutiny from the Commissioner Mike Reiner and assisted by roving reporter Gordon Keith, it's the host of the Charity Challenge on Ice 7 Draft, Norm Hitzkiss.
Good evening, everybody, from Pugsley's Library. That's the north side of Walnut Hill, about 100 yards east of Stemmons Expressway. My name is Norm Hitzkiss. I'll be anchoring tonight's draft coverage. And
thank you.
Over my nearly 30 years in sports talk in Dallas, I've been privileged to do 20 years of the NFL draft, about 12 or 13 years of the NBA draft. I've been privileged to see some of the great athletes of all time selected into their sports and begin legendary careers. And for some reason, they then saddled me with this draft selection, where no one here is a legend, but perhaps at the other end of the spectrum. This is the seventh Charity Challenge on Ice. The Gentle Musers, headed by Messrs. Miller and Dunham, lost last year, and they will have, by virtue of that, the first pick. That has been controversy. Team Hardline contends that every year it should be a coin flip, that the teams change from year to year, and every year it should be a coin flip. Before I turn this over to the Commissioner of Charity Challenge on Ice 7, a quick note about a rumor about going around about this draft.
What?
Team Hardline and Captain Greg Williams. There is a rumor that Team Hardline is so upset you are thinking of fixing this draft by simply giving all the good players to Team Muse.
Scandal.
Now, before you answer, understand it is not particularly me that wants to know. I got a call about a half an hour ago from Pete Rose. He has an offshore Bosnian book who will take action on this game, and he wants to know if it's going
to
be fixed.
Well, he's just going to have to stick around and find out.
That's what got him in trouble.
Right, exactly.
Let's go to the Commissioner of Charity Challenge on Ice, Mike Reiner.
What?
Welcome to the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket Charity Challenge on Ice 7 Player Selection Meeting. Live from Pugsley's Library on Walnut Hill, just east of I-35 in Dallas.
What room is he in?
This year's draft features players being selected by Speedy Oil Change Team Musers or Subway Team Hardline and vice versa.
Wow. Whoa. Thank you.
I hope those people will show up in the AAC, but I doubt they will. We get booed every time.
After much controversy and what we feel to be a very generous offer by Team Hardline,
Royal Week,
to flip a coin for the first pick in the draft, with the coin being flipped by the girl with the biggest jugs.
I have here my buffalo nickel.
The commissioner's office has ruled that Dunham and Miller will have the first pick in this year's draft.
Yes, as it should be.
Hey, it's from the commissioner's office, and he's the commissioner. So,
based on their loss in last year's charity challenge on ice and all manner of whining, bitching, pissing, and moaning. This year's draft is a reverse draft. Speedy Oil Change team users have the first pick, picking for Subway Team Hardline. Then Subway Team Hardline will have the next pick, selecting a player for Speedy Oil Change team users. The draft will continue in this manner through 11 rounds as 22 players in all are selected. Each team will have 2 minutes per round to make their selections. If the 2 minutes expire without a pick being made, the commissioner will make the pick for that team in that round. Did you know that?
No, they just keep springing this crap on me all the time. And there's no telling what they're going to do.
What was that?
I can't believe they're going to even allow us to have players.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Was that important?
No, don't worry about it.
Before the Musers go on the clock to make the first selection in the draft, some announcements regarding the game.
The Musers suck balls.
Charity Challenge on I-7 is Monday, March 29th at the American Airlines Center. Tickets for the game go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. through 214 Go Stars. Tickets to CCO I-7 are $15 for lower level reserve seats, $10 for upper reserve seats. Get your tickets early. Last year, the lower bowls sold out on the first day. In the six-year history of the Charity Challenge on Ice, over $320,000 has been raised for the Dallas Stars Foundation.
We win. We win.
Providing funding for children's charities throughout the Metroplex. Once again this year, the teams will be battling it out for the Jack Daniels Trophy. The official training center of Charity Challenge on I-7 is the Hockey Power Training Center. All members of the losing team will have their heads shaved on the benches at ice level immediately following the game.
God, I'm horny.
Let's go mic off here.
I agree.
And now for a final special announcement. This year's game will feature rookie goalies for both teams. The rookie goalies will be P1s. The rookie goalies will be girls.
Whoa. Hi-o. I'll do her.
That's right. Hot chicks will be in between the pipes for both teams in CCOI 7. Details on tryouts for the P1 chick goaltenders will be announced
next
on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mike, is that correct? There will be women in goal in this game?
Yes, well, that's what it says, Norm.
That means the Dallas Stars won't score.
I think it kind of brings new meaning to the term five-hole.
Somebody was going to make that joke. I was just wondering who it was going to be.
I'm on pucker five-hole.
Oh, anybody else?
Hey. Is there anything you can do about him, George?
Yeah, go mic off.
Are you done up there, Kamish?
No. Now turn your attention behind me to Norm's big draft board featuring all the players that are eligible to be drafted in this year's game. There is only one rookie participating in this year's game. That is Ticket Ticker guy Tyson Walker.
Guy Walker.
Who is he?
All other players have participated in at least one charity challenge on ice. All players are full-time employees of the Ticket or work for the Ticket as part of the greater Susquehanna Falls Craft Nation.
I.e. Dave Lane.
I think Richfield is still metro traffic.
Norm, how come Groobs isn't playing?
Groobs.
He doesn't, you know that sign they have outside of Ride?
Well, I guarantee he's taller.
He's not as tall as
Bugatti.
He's
taller than Danny Lowry. And Danny will be the best player in the draft.
Will he
play, though?
Yeah. We're starting to wonder.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
By the way, understand Groobs owns the arena.
Good point.
Thank you, Norm.
Already allocated for Subway Team Hardline are Greg the Hammer Williams.
That's right.
Such a fan favorite.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
By the way, here at Pugsley's right now, highlights of Greg Williams' career in Charity Challenge on Ice are being shown. And they're over. Go ahead,
Commissioner. I'm not good, I admit it.
Kevin Scott.
I'll get diarrhea on you.
So they get last year's MVP.
Kevin Scott, yeah. That's very unfair.
That's incredible.
You get Rich Phillips.
He wasn't last year's MVP.
Neither was Kevin Scott. We didn't pick an MVP.
How did he not, would have been. How did we not get either of Kevin Scott's two goals to show?
I don't know. It just showed him falling into the boards for some reason.
So we're already at a disadvantage.
Where are you watching this?
And caught a snake.
And he just ran a marathon.
Thank you.
And Grego's lost all that weight. We're at an incredible disadvantage.
Yep. I ran marathons as part of my training for this game.
And I've got age.
Would you stop it?
George, there's nothing you can do about that?
Already allocated for Speedy Oil Change Team users. Giorgio.
Yeah.
By the way, those of you guys are listening on the radio, figuring you're missing something of the highlights being shown here, don't worry about it.
We have no support here.
I know.
You notice this? Yeah. Terrible.
Time's
no, all
turned,
you people shows up at the game.
Well, so
he's in a place of God.
George.
Craig Jr. Miller.
Oh, look at that gay picture.
Look how dominant I am. Look at these highlights.
Look at that. Your highlight is coming onto the ice.
But look how graceful. Oh, look
at that.
Is
that some assist?
Yeah, this is an assist.
No,
or maybe not.
Junior, I swear, the older you get, the more gay you look. It's amazing.
And the sports cretin, Dick Hicks.
Boo!
Yay!
Look at him over there. How white trash.
What's a hardline crowd?
And we're still on.
Dick Hicks gets to wear the A?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, in no particular order, eligible players are the aforementioned Ty Walker.
Who is?
Steve Cactus Pryor. Jeff the Catman Catlin.
Boo!
Well, that's the guy that screwed up everything.
Yeah.
Or did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Bring back Bruce.
Frito Chili Pie. John Michaels. Also known as Mr. Do. Yeah. Bob the Sterminator Sturm. Dan McDowell.
Fanny.
Tom Gribble. Mike Turley. Sorry, Joel Genesta. Danny Lowry. Gen X Davy Lane. Justin Neely. Rick Arnett. Mickey Spagnola.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Seth Mitchell. Donnie Baseball Wakefield. TV Tim Matthews.
Hey!
Rob, the skydiving Chief Chickering. Who the hell is Mike Morgan? Mark Elfenbein and Brad Pipes LaRocque.
That's not his nickname.
And now, without further delay, Speedy Oil Change Team users are on the clock for the first pick in this year's Charity Challenge on I-7
Drive. I will give you one more chance to sack up as men.
Picking for Subway
and
Team
flip a coin.
They have
to make this thing fair.
You guys didn't sack
flip
up.
Flip a coin.
You didn't sack up
and
last year,
back.
So no.
The,
no.
There was
on the clock.
Craig Miller is writing out the first pick. Understand, in a reverse draft, you're trying to take the absolute most dismal human being in this draft and give it to the other team. We do that so that the worst hockey player at this whole station can say, I'm number one. Here's the commissioner with the pick.
With the first pick in the Charity Challenge on Ice draft, Speedy Oil Change Team users, picking for Subway Team Hardline, select Mark Frito Chili Pie Friedman.
We'll take him. We'll take Big Frito.
Frito.
I can hardly believe Frito is judged to be the worst hockey player at this stage.
Well, it's hard to tell, Norm. I don't know.
It's a crapshoot at the bottom of the draft.
I spoke to Frito before this, and if he's on the other team from Danny Lowry, that's his whole job. He will hunt him down at mid-ice.
The poor ticket chicks, it took 10 minutes to find a quadruple XL.
Come on. Be nice to Frito.
Sure.
Gordon Keith with a word with our number one draft.
Tell you what, I bet Frito's happy to be on that team hard line.
Well, congratulations, Frito. Are you disappointed you're not with the Musers?
A little bit, but not that much, you know.
Oh, well, screw you, Brito.
It's a minor mistake. It's a minor mistake for them to make me the first pick.
You really think so? I mean, because you look like a kind of a honeymooners era Jackie Gleason. So,
well, no, I said only a minor mistake.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't fall.
And what about Norm trading in you as a little love slave for Grooves?
That's just fine with me. That's a great trade.
All right, Norm. Back to the commissioner, who has the second pick in the charity challenge on I-7 draft.
Team Hardline is on the clock.
Here's our clock. Shut up, Danny. What is a clock?
There are 21 players left to be taken in this draft. Actually, there are about 4 players left to be taken this draft and 17 other people who will suit up. Here's the commissioner with the pick.
With the next pick in the charity challenge on ice draft, Joel Genesta has been selected to play for Speedy Oil Change Team Musers.
Well, the nice thing is, if Team Musers now wants to politically demonstrate anything, they have a key man.
Or if they want a big sack
of weed. We're trying to keep all liberals off this team.
look how shaky Joel is already. Now, Joel, you used to be a Marine. You turned on the government. You hate the government. You hate the ticket, although you work here, and you worked here for 10 years. You do nothing but smoke pot and don't have sex.
I worked here 8 years.
Oh, he wants me to correct. Worked here for 8 years. For some reason, that was important. Joel, do you have a message for the hardliners?
I'm glad to be on the hardline team.
You're not on the hardline.
You're on the users team. That's what I'm talking about. He's so out of it.
Rich.
You're on Team Musers. You're against the hardliners. Do you want to talk any trash to the hardliners?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just glad to be working for the ticket anyway.
Oh, he hates you. He hates the Musers.
What the hell's going on?
Why is he leaving? The interview's not over.
Joel Genesta, the least controversial interview of the evening.
Oh,
hard to believe.
I don't know what's happening.
We're back with the next couple of selections in the charity challenge on I-7 reverse draft from Pugsley's Library. Next on The Ticket.